Tonight's broadcast is sponsored by Audible, the world's largest audio and spoken word entertainment company. Let me ask you, spooks and spookettes, who loves audiobooks? Your count does. How about podcasts or theatrical performances? I mean, that goes without saying. Audible allows you to listen to your favorite novels, as well as other forms of spoken word entertainment and podcasts, theatrical performances, and Audible originals that you cannot get anywhere else. Go to audibletrial.com/drawhoon today to sign up and get your first credit absolutely free. Again, that's audibletrial.com/drawhoon.
Tonight's guest stars, Andre Churchwell, Drew Hines, CJ Walt, Alex Maynard, Chris Williams, Allison Goldtrap, and Zach King. Here is your host, the hardest working vampire in show business, Count Drahoon.
Good evening, spooks and spookettes. Count Drahoon here, and it is time for my feature of fright.
Before we get too far into the intro, it might not be a bad idea to preface that this time we are not doing our Tiger King episode.
No, but this evening we shall present to you two tales of fun, fright, and phenomena in the form of radio theater.
Basically, if you have no idea what's going on, just close your eyes and use your imagination. Although, I don't know why you want to. Who wouldn't want to look at us?
Yes, another word for our profession is theater of the mind. Your count, in addition to being a vampire, an accomplished mad scientist.
Accomplished?
Well, I created you, didn't I? Anyway, this evening I thought it would be a good idea to present to you our homage to horror and science fiction from the 1970s.
Because nothing makes a better first impression than leisure suits, disco, and pet rocks.
Well, I don't think we're going to get that in depth. But for those who enjoy films like Logan's Run, Blackula, and other films of the decade, I am sure you will enjoy our show.
As long as we don't go all Tim Burton, look, it's the 70s thing.
Oh, no, I don't want to get canceled after 5 minutes. Well, where are my manners? Spooks and spookettes, allow me to introduce to you my number one son.
An aspiring co-host.
But most likely won't be because he doesn't like horror.
Even though this technically isn't a horror show, it's a comedy show masquerading as a horror show.
Daryl.
Hello, everybody.
But before we go any further, we probably need to take time to thank one of our sponsors that helps us keep the lights on.
Or off, because we live in eternal night. But right you are.
Tonight's sponsor is Outer Limits. Outer Limits is your one-stop shop for comics and collectibles in Murfreesboro and beyond. They sell comics, graphic novels, trading card games such as Magic the Gathering and Legends, as well as Funko Pop figures and other vintage toys from Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and many more. They even have posters and comics and, well, anything else relating to science fiction and fantasy culture. A true geekdom that has served Middle Tennessee for a number of years that goes above and beyond for all your comic book and memorabilia needs. You can find them at 1244 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or shop online at theouterlimitsboro.com. That's theouterlimitsboro.com to create your account and shop there today.
And now that that is out of the way, let us get into the heart of the matter, and hopefully you won't feel the need to drive a stake through it. Our first tale brings us to Harlem, circa 1973. Daryl and I were invited to attend a performance.
You could say gig, Dad.
I know, but when I say it in my accent, it sounds really weird. Anyway, we were to go to a club in Harlem to hear my old friend Eric Fantôme play his new set list.
Ah, good old Eric. How is he?
Oh, he's good. He has a new townhouse in Baton Rouge. He's thinking about going out on tour with Bigfoot.
Ah, we gotta get tickets.
Later, but now we tend to the story.
Right.
I met Eric in France some years ago after he was let go from his job at the Paris Opera House. I suggested he go to America to try his luck there, and wouldn't you know it, he became one of the most celebrated jazz singers in all of New Orleans.
His days of hiding in catacombs were over. Now people are chasing him to get his autograph.
Every gig he played, he would always send me 2 tickets.
You're right, you do say gig weird.
Quiet.
You forgot to mention we were actually lost in Harlem.
Oh yes, I remember.
Are you sure the tickets say West Haven?
I think, but it looks like there's a smudge.
Jeez, look, let's just ask someone for directions.
Daryl, I keep telling you, humans don't take kindly to strangers that they perceive to be in Halloween costumes pre-Halloween.
Dad, we're gonna miss this if we don't do something.
All right.
Excuse me?
Yes?
I kind of overheard y'all, but did you say you were lost?
Yes, Mr.
Aw, man, don't call me Mr. That's my dad. My name's Leroy. Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown?
I know. I was born before Jim Crochet wrote the song, though. So where are y'all headed to?
Here's the address.
Yeah, you ain't really close. But there's no way you'd know how to get there unless you've been here a while. You know? Pull out the way, but I really don't mind helping y'all get this club.
We would not want to inconvenience you.
No problem at all, fellas. Follow me.
See, no big deal.
We followed Leroy a couple of blocks from our initial meeting place.
So, I gotta ask y'all, what's with the outfits?
Well,
we're bohemian.
We are?
Go with it. I'm hip. I know what I'm talking about.
In that case, stay close to me. It might not go over well in this part of town.
How much further?
Oh, just a few more blocks. Where are y'all coming in from?
Vancingville. It's a small town in the south.
Gotcha. I'm from the south, too. I've been back in a while.
Perhaps you know our friend, Eric Fantôme?
No, he doesn't sound familiar.
Well, America is a big place, I suppose.
Look out! The truck came out of nowhere!
Why did it swerve out onto the sidewalk?
I don't know, Hey, Leroy!
Someone, please, call 911! Please, we need help!
Dad, you're a doctor!
I know, but he needs to go to a hospital. Stay with us, Leroy.
Dad, he's coughing up blood.
It doesn't seem that he'll have much longer.
There is one way to save him.
No, I can't do that. It isn't fair.
He pushed us out of the way.
Yes, but we would have survived.
Well, he kept our cover. Come on, we owe it to him.
I'm sorry, Leroy. Leroy, I had to drain enough blood from you to stop choking. But I am afraid that if I leave you in this state for much longer, you will die. You must drink from my arm. If you do, you will live forever. But should you choose not to, you will die on this street corner. The choice is yours. Drink, Leroy. Drink! Okay, not that much.
Yeah! Much better.
Unfortunately, we did not make it to Eric's concert.
Instead, we basically got to teach a beginner's seminar to a new vampire.
I'm a vampire! Out of sight, my man!
What?
He means cool, Dad.
Cool?
Oh, come on, you know what that means.
Well, where are we headed to, fellas?
The cemetery. We need a coffin.
What?
Y'all are gonna kill me?
What? No, you're already dead.
Apparently, Leroy hasn't seen a lot of vampire films.
You will need this to sleep in during the day. You can only come out at night.
Why?
I don't know.
Do I have to sleep in a coffin? Why can't I sleep in my bed?
Because you are dead during the day. You have to go back to your grave. It's just the rule.
But I wasn't buried, man.
But you technically died. You must sleep in the earth you died. So I'm putting this in the coffin for you.
Man, I ain't gonna sleep in dirt. It took me 2 weeks to save it by this suit. I can't get it dirty.
Do you hear yourself? Stop concerning yourself with humanly notions. You aren't human anymore. Besides, if you really want to sleep in your bed, that's fine. Just make sure you have blackout curtains.
All right. But you said I get to live forever, right?
Yes, provided that you feed your hunger.
That ain't gonna be hard.
It's not the kind of hunger you think.
You must drink blood to survive.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, maybe not at the moment, but you will soon crave it. It will be the only thing you want.
It's starting to look like there are more cons than pros.
Well, it isn't all that bad. You can turn into a bat or a wolf, and you get to wear cold capes.
Cool capes, Dad.
Oh, and did I mention you get to live forever?
That is pretty cool.
Besides, you love the nightlife, yes?
Yeah.
Imagine going to all the nightclubs you want to forever and ever. The best part about it is that you never grow old. And if you can't pay, just hypnotize someone to let you in.
Now that you put it that way, it ain't so bad after all.
That's the spirit.
It's pretty fly.
Yes, you can fly.
He's saying something completely different, Dad.
Drahoom, brother, I didn't have a chance to thank you for this wonderful gift. I am free. Free from the chains of this world that keep people down. I am something more than a man, therefore not bound by the laws of men.
Well, let's not get carried away. You still have to be careful.
My ancestors were brought here against their will, and now their son will rule this land in eternal night.
I said take it easy.
Heck of a speech, though.
From now on, I leave behind the name of Leroy Brown. Brown is a slave name. I will take the name of my liberator and dub myself Blahoon. The Black Drahoon.
Oh, gosh, we've jumped the shark.
Okay. I'm really flattered that you would take my name, but please don't call yourself that. It just sounds hokey.
My reign of terror begins tonight.
Hey, can you teach me how to turn to a bat?
Needless to say, turning Leroy into a vampire was a terrible mistake. There's nothing worse than a green vampire.
But Daddy's black.
It's a different expression.
We ended up following all through Harlem trying to clean up the messes he made.
Leroy! Leroy, please, stop!
Oh, I told you, do not call me by that name.
Okay, Blahoon, we've done enough damage for one night.
Oh, come on, Daryl, don't be a jive turkey. It ain't even 2 o'clock yet. The party just started.
Hey, wait a minute, did you see the address before we came in?
No.
This is the club Eric was supposed to play at.
He was gonna play at?
Eric!
Uncle Eric!
Count, did you turn this sucker into a vampire?
I did, but I had no choice. He was dying.
Man, I figured it had to be an angry mob from my Paris Opera days or a green vampire.
Guys, he isn't green.
Relax, Daryl. It's an old expression about him being a new vampire.
I'm sorry you didn't get to perform.
That's the least of our worries, boys. Who's gonna pay for all this?
The club owner?
Oh, you mean me.
Wait, did I miss something?
Apparently, this wasn't just a concert. This was a grand opening. My grand opening. I own the place.
Oh, so you see, your Cajun didn't translate very well via the scroll.
Brother D, I keep telling you to get a telephone.
Brother D?
Now, you try talking this fool down.
Well, the whole night, but I'm afraid we're running out of time.
Well, I might have an idea.
Yeah?
Batty, I got a caller.
No. Well, wait, how is she still alive? She has to be at least 100 at this point.
110, in fact. I went to her birthday party last Wednesday. It was pretty nice. She had a Texas sheet cake and everything.
She's in Harlem?
You want to elaborate?
Queen Zimba Legendre, voodoo high priestess.
Her and your daddy had a legendary fling back in the day.
Wait, why do we need a voodoo priestess?
Because my power is limited. She can keep him subdued through the day. But I don't want to talk to her.
Now, I remember y'all ended things on good terms.
It's still quite...
weird?
Yes, weird. Very, very weird. Can't you talk to her for me? Within 15 minutes, we found ourselves in the presence of Queen Zimba.
He got overruled.
So he dated her? She looks really old.
Yeah, that's what happens to normal people after some 90 years. She's lucky to be here. Besides, she was a stone-cold fox back in 1890.
Hello, Zimba. Long time no see.
Come to our home. Still the same as ever. Centuries old scoundrel trying to clean up his messes.
And you still cut deep after all these years. So wise beyond your time.
Duh. What peril have you put the world in this time, no?
Not the world. Just Harlem. Well, at least 3 blocks of Harlem.
My time is not infinite like yours. What you do, man?
I turned someone into a vampire, and he's power drunk. He needs to be subdued.
Why don't you do it? You're his maker, no?
I can do nothing during the day. He needs something that can hold him down indefinitely until he comes to his senses.
Ah, I see. Here.
Magic chicken?
Can you feed on the chicken? I've put a paralyzing potion in the chicken. The same as I use when I turn the people into the zombies. He'll be paralyzed until the counter curse is enacted.
Thank you. How can I repay you, Zimba?
Not me. Look after my family when I'm gone, eh? I fear they'd be vulnerable.
Vulnerable?
He is still out there, Drahun. Beware. He don't make his way when he has a chance.
You have my word.
Now go. Missing my television shows, yes?
So, who was she telling you to beware of?
It isn't the right time. Come, we have to get to Leroy. 5 a.m. The sun would rise in half an hour, and it seemed that the body count in Harlem steadily rose since we last saw it. Oh, my. Oh, this is bad. Can it get any worse?
I'd say running through Harlem with a chicken pursuing the crazy vampires is worse as it gets.
Hey, careful with that.
Woo! Drahun! I can't believe I just said that.
Drahun!
I come bearing a gift. Here.
It's a chicken?
Yes. Blood for you.
I think I've had more than enough blood.
Drahun, you have to stop this destruction. There's no need for it. This is your home.
But I have the power to destroy and create what I wish. No man I know has ever had that.
But you're just a vampire. You're no demigod. Immortality is a likelihood, but it's not a certainty. There are limits, and if you don't seek shelter within 30 minutes, you'll find that out.
The world must feel the pain that I've had to suppress. I cannot rest. You were lucky to be born a vampire. I was born black in Louisiana in 1949. You can't imagine the pain and the obstacles I had to face. My whole life spent being told to get in the back, to fall in line. I came here to Harlem thinking things will be different, only to find that I'm invisible, unable to stand out amongst my peers. Now I have something that will never be taken away. Greater than they will ever be. You can't imagine how gratifying that is.
Becoming a vampire does not give you a pass on the hardships of life. Sure, you may no longer be oppressed, but trust me, over the centuries you will still face much of the same pain. Losing people you love, the landscape constantly changing, and loneliness. The longer you live, the more you realize you might still be kind of human. This rush you feel will wear off, but at the rate you are going, you won't have any shadow to hide behind. And if you want to survive, you need it.
And if you drink the chicken, your muscles will grow, and if you think the ladies love you now, oh, buddy, just wait. Huh?
Sign me up, brother!
So, the speeches were great, y'all, but we kind of need to hurry this up.
Hey, fellas,
y'all wanna help me carry him, or are you just gonna stand there?
We beat the dawn with just a few minutes to spare. The next evening, we went to the airport to see Eric off.
Now, when I come back to town, I'll check up on him in the cemetery.
Thank you, Eric.
He's buried pretty deep. I hope he can get out.
He'll be all right. Might not want to let him stay there too long, though.
Sorry about the club.
Don't feel bad, buddy. That's what insurance is for. If we're being honest, I wanted that roof done up better anyway. As soon as we open up, I'll be expecting y'all, you hear?
You can count on us.
Tell them boys au revoir.
Goodbye, Eric.
And that concludes tonight's tale, Scream, Blahoon, Scream. I wonder what he's up to now.
Probably still buried, for all I know.
Boy, we are some pair of mentors, aren't we?
Well, check the New York Times for vampire attacks. Then we'll know if he's back. Let me take a little time to thank our sponsor once again.
Tonight's sponsor is Outer Limits. Outer Limits is your one-stop shop for comics and collectibles in Murfreesboro and beyond. They sell comics, graphic novels, trading card games such as Magic the Gathering and Legends, as well as Funko Pop figures and other vintage toys from Star Wars, G.I. Joe, Transformers, and many more. They even have posters and comics and, well, anything else relating to science fiction and fantasy culture. A true geekdom that has served Middle Tennessee for a number of years that goes above and beyond for all your comic book and memorabilia needs. You can find them at 1244 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or shop online at theouterlimitsboro.com. That's theouterlimitsboro.com to create your account and shop there today.
Unfortunately, this part of the episode is not available on this platform. However, you can watch our full-length episodes by becoming a patron through our Patreon page. Go to patreon.com/drahoon to get the full hour-long episodes ad-free and a t-shirt for $10 a month. Or you can check out our full-length episodes by subscribing to Troma Now. Go to watch.troma.com and sign up for a 30-day free trial and $4.99 for the subsequent months. Enjoy our show as well as other Troma classics like The Toxic Avenger, Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD, Cannibal the Musical, and so much more. Another way to support your favorite vampire is clicking the other link below to set up your free account through our new sponsor, Audible. Let me ask you, Spooks and Spookettes, who loves audiobooks? Your account does. How about podcasts or theatrical performances? I mean, that goes without saying. Audible allows you to listen to your favorite novels, as well as other forms of spoken word entertainment and podcasts, theatrical performances, and Audible originals that you cannot get anywhere else. Go to audibletrial.com/drahoon today to sign up and get your first credit absolutely free. Again, that's audibletrial.com/drahoon.
Hey guys, Chase Cagle here, owner of Outer Limits Borough here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We bring to you exclusive comics, variants, new releases every week, graphic novels, which we offer 25% off always on. Try to be competitive in the market with Magic prices, Pokemon prices, as far as TCG goes as well. We really like to be active in the community when it comes to Free Comic Book Day, Halloween Comic Fest, huge festival type events are held for those dates. Unfortunately, with the pandemic this year, we were not allowed to have Free Comic Book Day, but hopefully Halloween Comic Fest will still happen, and we will be able to go all out for that this year for you guys. You can find us at theouterlimitsboro.com. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, eBay, Amazon, all the high-profile websites you can find Outer Limits Boro. We thank you guys for taking the time out to listen to me, and have a good one.
Hello! Our name is Woodland. We are a band from Nashville, Tennessee. Accompanying me, myself, Scott Mastrini tonight, is our drummer, Florvis. Then, over here, we have Daddy Cat. He is a Farmwellian space cat. He's coming from a very long way to play here tonight. And then we have our own beaked freak, Soapy. He's not a freak, so don't call him one.
Close it, open!
Oh!
one that many people don't like, is when I have bad feelings. We all have bad feelings. With mine, well, they manifest as a giant chicken. A big imaginary chicken. And, I've been having some nasty thoughts lately. Ones that I've got to get out. And, also dismiss. So let's bring Hiroshi out here! Your next song is about the chicken. It's about Formwellian space pigs. Turn kick it off! 1, 2, 3, go! We'll be right back.
what we do here on Contra Hoon Feature Fright for the second half of the show, we like to spotlight a local act, independent artist from the Middle Tennessee area. Tonight we have my friends here from Wooden, this great band, and of course I'm joined by my friend here, Skofumos Freeman. So, wow, this was, I had a lot of questions.
Okay.
I think you answered a lot of them.
Oh, good.
But just really quick, how would you best describe what Wooden is to somebody that maybe sort of missed this half of the show?
Now, Wooden I consider to be a multimedia kind of band. We have our stories on Instagram, which we run on a mostly weekly basis, especially when we have shows. And those little pieces of story, they come in chapters, and each one has to represent either one or two shows. So usually we like our fans to follow along with the story when we write it, because that story then plays into the show. Today's show, we don't have a story to go along with. We just wanted to showcase a little bit of what Wooden is.
Okay, and so in case you didn't quite cover it, tell us, like, when did you all get started?
We got started as a band in January. No, it was February. February of last year. Mm-hmm. We were invited to play Notaru 3, which is Sad Space Man's annual festival of local music. And, well, we played our first show at the Exit Inn, which for us was a really big deal. Then we played a couple more shows, one at Betty's in July of that year, another at the Springwater earlier this year. We also did a couple of acoustic sets, and we just have fun.
Wooden Unplugged, I'd like to see that at some point.
It's going to happen again this year.
I hope so, and that leads me to my next point. Like, what does it look like for you this year or maybe next year for gigs? And I know that's sort of a difficult question because the plague has sort of put a damper on a lot of our plans.
Yeah, well, the first plague was caused by rats. This one was blamed on bots. But...
I take issue with that.
Yes. No offense, you know. So, this year, we have a couple events that haven't yet fully developed. We have one coming out in October. There's an October show. There's actually two October shows. One of those being the acoustic one I was mentioning. We're going to have a live stream in July, depending on whether or not this airs, depending when this airs, is July 18th. That's going to be an hour long. That's the longest we've ever played. Then we have another stream coming up in August. So most of the stuff that you're going to see is going to be coming through your computer screens. And that's just how social distancing is going to be working with music for the next year and a half.
Tonight, you don't have to worry about social distancing from me, because I'm practically dead, so I don't think you can already catch anything from me. But,
I don't think so.
Right. Any plans past October? Because it looks like for this particular episode, we're going to have a fall premiere.
Oh, neat. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, past October, well, we're hoping to record an album sometime this year. Which will feature some of the songs that you saw here, as well as some story-centric songs featuring characters like Robot 32 and a horror story about werewolves. And there's also other ones that we haven't written yet, but we intend on it. Look out for our upcoming album, Songs to Crush Your Spaceship To.
Sounds to Crush Your Spaceship To. I like that.
Yeah.
I need to rebuild mine at some point. So,
Vampires in space? Vampires in space? Daddy Cat is actually interested in this. Daddy Cat, do you have anything to say about vampires in space? Oh, groovy vampires in space. Do they have bass guitars? Space guitars! Always. True.
You know, there's a whole choose your own adventure book about vampires in space.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Vampires in Space.
You got me there.
Werewolves seem like a lot of fun. Have any of you actually met any werewolves? I know several, but I want to see how if we run in the same circles or not.
I think Mike's girlfriend might have been one. Her back was real hairy.
Usually shaving cream with a razor will take care of that.
Oh.
Yeah.
She looked like a dog, too. And howled at the moon.
Was she a vegan?
I don't remember.
You may want to keep your distance.
Social distance?
Socially distancing from, from chickens, because chickens, they like to punch you a lot.
They do. You had one heck of a fight for that.
Man!
You beat him so bad, I kind of felt sorry for him.
That's the second time I fought him.
The second time?
Yeah. The second time. The first time was at the pond last year. I was going through some mental issues. And this chicken just appeared, but for some reason only I could see him. So I decided that at that pawn show I'd call him out and I'd kick his butt. Somehow he appeared and, I kicked his butt.
You all see the chicken, right?
I don't see shit.
That's true.
What chicken?
A chicken.
Well, if you saw the chicken, I saw the chicken. What is that?
Maybe you're all crazy too. Yo.
I didn't think I could catch crazy. Or get crazier even more than I already am. I am a mad scientist. You know what? That's neither here nor there. Really quick, to get more info about your upcoming live streams and any other shows you've got and just all things Wooten, where do we go?
Well, you could start by going to www.woodenband.weebly.com. That's usually a good place to start, because we have links to our other websites, like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We also have videos from our past performances that are linked on that website that go to my personal YouTube, Scufflemuff Streaming. And you could find them there, watch them, and kind of follow along with the story that is on Instagram.
Going to speak to my good friend Bigfoot to see if he will have you out as an opening act for his concerts. The only issue is you may have to travel to Sri Lanka, but if you're all for that, I can try to make it happen.
You know, I like Bigfoot and all, but he doesn't like me. He's got a personal beef.
Really?
Yeah. Look, when I first started out, it was reading books. I was wearing a sweater that had Bigfoot on it.
Oh,
and
okay.
he sent me a message on Facebook. And he told me, hey, that's Sasquatchist. You can't wear that, only we wear that. So, I had to tone it back. I have a lot of respect for the guy, he's very old.
Of course.
You always respect your elders. Mm-hmm. But man, I like that sweater.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. He and I are friends, so I'll see what I can do to smooth things over. Because I think your two acts would be a great addition to a concert for all of our spooks and spook cats.
I agree.
Of course. I had a great time. I hope you enjoyed yourselves performing. Thanks again for appearing on Count Rahoon's Feature of Fright. We'll have to have you all back at some point.
Absolute.
And that will do it for us this evening, Spooks and Spookettes. Be sure to join us next time for yet another feature of Fright.
And keep on scuffling.
And as always, as far as things go bump in the night, there are.